Sari Ksuba's Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin. L'kosa l'ksuba, even if the husband did not write a ksuba to the woman, psula geba masayim v'amona mona, ibnei shehu t'nai bezden. See, even though there was no ksuba written, she has a right to get 200 zoos, and amona gets 100 zoos, because that's t'nai bezden, that's how bezden set it up. There's a machlokes rishonim where the ksuba is derisa d'rabbanan. We'll see it as we go along. Interesting, the nusach which we have of the ksuba actually says the chaz lechim hita raisa. Tosas asked the kasha, why do we have that nusach in our ksuba when we pass in ksuba's derabanan? That's why the nusach in the ksuba which the Sfaradim used actually does not have that nusach. Does not say the word hita raisa in the ksuba because we pass in ksuba's derabanan. We'll see the Tosas as we go along. Tosas grapples with that language that we have of Midaraisa. So the Chiyuv Ksuba is the Mitnai Bezdin, that she gets at least, still gets at least Messiah Zeus. Kazal the Sada Shabba Mana Tachas Messiah Zeus. The Kazal called the Chasim the Isli Achroyin the Ksuba. He wrote a Ksuba, and he wrote up in the Ksuba. That he's going to give her this field, which is worth 100 zoos, as a chrayis for the chiyuv ksuba masayim zoos. He's basically been miyachad this sada as payment for the ksuba. Now we have a rule by karka, in and all the karka, even 100 to 200. So some rishonim even hold even more than that. Some hold up to the double the value or half the value, whatever you want to say it. There's no number of because the nature of karka is that it's hard to really truly evaluate it. It goes up, it goes down, etc. So if she's accepting a, seemingly if she would accept a field with 100 for 200, that would be sufficient. But the kasa law called the kasa isli achroyin the ksuba sech, and he didn't write in the ksuba that I'm. Being meshabed all of my other properties to guarantee the full value of the ksuba. The loch is chayiv. All of the other properties are still chayiv in the shibud. Shu tanai bezin. Again, that's tanai bezin. So even if the person does not write it in the ksuba, it's automatic whether he likes it or not. So therefore, we don't say that she's accepting the ksuba. She's accepting half value. And she doesn't have a right to collect the rest. She automatically has the right to collect the full amount of the ksuba.
So what? I mean, why do we, write a ksuba? I mean, is that a document of evidence, or
so? The ksuba, which the Ikud, the Mor says, that a woman wants the Malkus cursing ksuba. A woman wants to have a ksuba in her hand to feel the confidence of being able to collect, because she has the shtar, it's a much stronger argument to come to Bezin. But even without the shtar, there's a lot of protection for the woman's needs. Which the next mishnayos are all going to do. Actually, some of these things we don't necessarily even write in the ksuba. The Rambam points out that a man is meshuba to a woman when he marries her 10 things: 3 midaraisa, sher ksusa noyla, and 7 drabonans. And most of them are going to be listed in the next few Mishnayos. So we don't necessarily even write all of these. We don't write these things in the ksuba. They're automatic, but the ability to collect the ksuba in case she gets divorced, the divorce the mayor says that she has to have a ksuba in her hand, she feels more confident. And that's important to the relationship. Okay, Mishnah Ches. L'kosav lo im tishtavoi afar kinoch. Even if he did not write in the ksuva, quote, if you get captured, I will redeem you. V'yisvinoch li into, and I'll take you back as a wife. And she's worried about the fact that he will maybe redeem her and then throw her out. He's not happy with her after she's been. The concern was when a woman has been captured, that they've taken advantage of the woman, so he's guaranteeing her it'll take her back. So that's going to be, he's going to be chayiv, even if he did not write that. Now, by the case of a kohenis, who's also to her husband, even in the case of Ernest, she's an anusa, she's still also to her husband, so he can't write. She can't write, I'll take you back. That's over here referring to the wife of a kohen. The nusach would not be, I'll take you back as a wife. The nusach would be, I'll bring you back home to where you're supposed to live. Chayiv. Shu Tanai Bezin. So again, this is Tanai Bezin. Even if he doesn't write that in the Ksuba, it's going to be automatic. And our Nusach Ksuba does not actually have that written. And that's just assumed that that's going to be. Have you ever listened by a chasna? Have you ever read a ksuba by a chasna? You don't hear them saying this part. Maybe not most kishmak apart. Three, I promise you, it's not written there. We don't skip it. Okay. So even my case of a kohen, where the wife becomes also to him, he's mechuyev to redeem her and pay for the cost of bringing her back home. That's part of the chiyuv ksuba. Okay. Nishbase, so now if she's been captured, Chayv the Torah, so he has the chiyuv to go be part of her. Remember, Hare Gita, Uksubasa, tip this out. He said, listen, you know, let me divorce her, I'll pay her the ksuba, and let her use the money for ksuba to be part of herself. And a Rishoy. So he can't do that. So as soon as she's been captured, now if he divorces her the day before she's captured, that's the, you know, he hasn't paid the ksuba yet, so he pays the ksuba and she is part of herself. But right now, and he's planning to divorce her anyway, and that's what he's going to do tomorrow, so that's very nice. But the ma'aseh, once, as soon as she's captured, they were still married, he has a chiyuv to pay for the cost of the pinyon, whatever it is, the cost of bringing her back, whatever that is. And then he wants to divorce. He's divorced and pay her ksuba besides that. So he can't use the money of the ksuba to pay off his separate chiyuv of perkuna of redeeming her. Okay. Loksa chayiv rapoisa. So if she became ill, she has a chiyuv to pay for the doctor bills. The Rav points out that goes under the din of mezonos. And he has a chiyuv to support her, the mezonos, and this is part of the chiyuv to take care of her refuah. Let's say Amar Hare Gita Uksubasa Trapez Atzma Rishoy, but when she becomes ill, it doesn't prevent them from divorcing her. The chiyuv mezonos is an ongoing chiyuv, and we don't say, listen, a person can't divorce his wife because he's mechuyev to pay for her mezonos. So even though we're saying in the case of a person, once she's captured, that became a chiyuv to pay for this specific instance, and so he can't divorce her at that point in time and then say, let her use the ksuba money for that. Well, he says the same thing, she became ill, he's mechuyev to pay for this instance of refuah. And then that's separate from the his right to divorce her and pay her the ksuba. That should be above and beyond the chiyuv of the ksuba. So we don't say that because since Chazal put refuah under the umbrella of the chiyuv of mezonos, that And that's an ongoing chiyuv, which Chazal didn't prevent the person from saying this, that he can't divorce his wife because he's a chiyuv mezonos. So this instance right now, her need for mezonos, for her sustenance is greater. Sometimes it's less. But it's that it goes under that umbrella of a chiyuv. Therefore, he can say, here's her get, and the ksuba, and let her take care of herself. So Rishoy, he has the ability to do that. Tosis comes along and says, but why did Chazal set it up like this? He says, Chazal did give the husband certain rights to correspond to the chiyuvim that they gave, that they put upon him. Is this way of being more motivated to do it, etc. So, number one, they gave the husband the rights to the ma'aseh yadayim of the woman, corresponding to her chiyuv mezonos. And actually, the halacha is the woman has a right to say ein mezonos v'ein yosef. She says, I don't want your mezonos, and I'm not working for you. And she'll keep her own work. Because Chazal instituted for the benefit of the woman to guarantee her mezonos, and we compensate the man by ma'aseh yadayim. If she feels she can do better keeping ma'aseh yadayim herself, not getting mezonos, so she can do that. It's for her benefit. Chazal b'chayiv gave the Baal the rights to eat peres nixei melug because it was chiyuv of perkuna. So the chiyuv of perkuna is totally in the peres, that not that he will receive, but that he did receive. Because it's a one-time thing. We say, listen, you've received many peres over her, or you know, I might have multiple times, but each time it's a specific event. Specific event. So all the peres that you've received until now were in compensation. If you might be mechuyev, so she knows that if she's captured, she'll be safe. So we told the woman, it's with her for you to give all of the peres or yixi malug to the husband. They have that guarantee. Now come the husband and say, listen, okay, the event which you were afraid of has happened. All the peres you see until now, you're mechuyev to now be part of her. So, well, here's a ksuba. You're getting, that chiyuv is corresponding to all the peres that you received already. Mashayim by mezonos is an ongoing chiyuv connected to the ongoing schus of ma'aseh yadayim. You can't say, listen, how could you relieve yourself from your chiyuv of mezonos / refuah? You got ma'aseh yadayim yesterday. His argument was, yeah, but I gave her mezonos yesterday, corresponding to ma'aseh yadayim of yesterday. So what's mechayev me to mezonos for today? Because the ma'aseh yadayim of today. So I'll divorce her, not get ma'aseh yadayim, and she'll take care of her own mezonos. So since refuah goes under the rule of mezonos, that's why mezonos, you can't say it's a shibud which he's meshuvah from beforehand, because he didn't receive anything in the past from the mezonos for today. But he did receive something in the past, the peiros nixei melug, the mechayim for the pekuna of today. So you can't opt out of the chiyuv pekuna.
Let's say there are no nixei melug.
Still, once Chazal set up like that, that's the way it's going to be. But you sort of set up in a different way. Okay. Mishnah Yud. So there's a halacha of Benin Dichrin. So, the case where a person can have more than one wife, and they can have sons from more than one wife, so they will get the Yerusha. So now we can have potentially a situation where a person has two wives, and one wife predeceases him and one wife doesn't. So when he dies, so the wife is still alive, gets all the rights of her ksuva, and then she can pass it on to her sons when she dies. Whereas the wife of predeceased got nothing, and her sons got nothing, but that extra benefit. So you end up with this imbalance in regards to the Yerusha. So So Chazal came along and we're misakin that's not to address that imbalance. That he part of his scheme ksuva is that he arranges, he's mishabet his nechasim, that if the wife predeceases him, her sons, when he dies, her sons will get the value of her ksuva before they divide up the Yerusha. They would get her value of her ksuva. The Mor says, so why did they do this? Now it's interesting. We don't, when we say that the person gets the ksuva, so the ksuva includes the Messiah Zeus, which is the husband. The ksuva also is a repayment of what he got as a nadir. Like we saw in Yevamos that which refers to looks like Tzon Barzel. So this is Tzon Barzel. If he divorces her, he has to give him. He takes him in, evaluates their value, and is mechayev himself that if he dies or he divorces her, he has to repay her back that. But if she predeceases him, he keeps that. He says Tzon Barzel. So now, if the father is being called upon to write to give a nadunya for his daughter, knowing that if something happens to his daughter, she will get it back, he's interested in doing that. If the father knows there's a possibility that the husband might walk away with those items scot-free, he'll be less inclined to do that. If he knows it'll go to his daughter's children, he'll be more inclined to do that. That being said, women couldn't get married without a nadunya. So the father will. So I'll make a smaller nadunya. The final result is that the women won't get married. So Chazal said that we tell the father, listen, give your daughter a nice nadunya, and you're guaranteed that no matter what, she'll be able to retrieve it. The nadunya is referred to in halacha as Nixis and Barzel is the Nadunya, because that's what the husband gets rights to. The husband not losing it because his sons will be Yerushit. So not losing it in that sense. So if he divorces her, he divorced her. So he has to give it back. Fine. If he predeceases, she has the right to get it. If she dies first, her sons will get that part. So it's not leaving from her family. He's not losing anything. He has it. And when he dies, those sons will get it, as opposed to being transferred to equally amongst all of the sons, including sons from another wife. Therefore, the parents will be inclined to give a nice nadunya to their daughter to facilitate her marriage, knowing that it's pretty much safe that it'll remain within their family in some sense. So what's it called? It refers to Ksuvas being the Dikrin, and you write the following. Lord Kassel, if he did not write the following words. Benin Dikrin, do you have a lechiminoi? If we have male progeny that together that you will have from me, Inon Yarsin Kesef Ksuva Sayich, they'll be Yerush the value of your Ksuva. Yesoch Ukeyan Dimacheyan beyond their portion amongst with the other brothers. See, even if he did not write that, he's Chayiv. Why is it chayiv? Shu tanai bezdin, because that's a tanai bezdin that her benin dichrin have a right to get the value of the nadin of the ksuva prior to the chalukah of all of the other properties. This halacha only applies. The Gemara limits it only applies in a case where the value of the husband's estate is greater than the value of both ksuvis, it's greater than the value of ksubas. So the woman who's alive collects her ksuba. The woman who's predeceased, her sons will get all of the ksuba. At the end of the day, there's no Yerusha. It would be less than that value, that you end up with no Yerusha, the rice. That Chazal did not institute this takana in order to be mevatel the din of Yerusha the Raisa. So there is limits to this takana. But in a case where the value of the seder is greater than that, yes, they will each one get these woman will get her ksuba and her children will be Yerush that. The woman who predeceased, her children will get her ksuba. Whatever is left will divide as the Torah prescribes to divide Yerusha.
So if there isn't enough to pay the two ksubas, I assume that the woman who's alive, she gets, she's to the first in line, she gets the full ksuba.
She collects her right to ksuba, correct? Because she's alive, and whatever is left after that, they divide equally. Okay.
Whatever's left, and then it goes to the sons who don't have a mother. Right?
No.
Let's say that he's got 300 mana in his estate. Okay, so the 200 goes to the woman who's alive.
Right.
And then, so the remainder goes to the sons of the who don't have a mother.
No. The remainder is divided equally.
I don't understand. I thought the whole point was that
their protection was not written when you're being about the Yerusha of the Rice, it's divided equally. This protection was not written in a case where you're going to create bittul of Yerusha of the Rice, because otherwise that's what we're doing. They get all of that, and they get this. That's not Yerusha the Raisa. She's collecting her ksuba, that's a shtar, and they're just getting a portion without dividing it amongst all the brothers. That's not Yerusha the Raisa. Yerusha the Raisa is divided amongst all of the children equally. I mean, for example, let's say a case where they only made this takana a case there were boys. Theoretically, you have a case where all they had from the first woman was girls, which would have an exclusive Yerusha the Raisa. They didn't protect the daughters. The argument being that the father who gives an adunya for his daughter understands the case all his daughter has his daughters, and those daughters eventually marry to somebody else. His property is not going to be safe anyway. He's not going to stay. And what he sees is his family. And she'll go to their husbands, these granddaughters' husbands' families. So he didn't protect her in that situation. That's not so much what he's worried about. He's more worried about his grandsons should have the property. Okay. So even if they did not write that, that's going to be chay of shutz and ibez. And so we saw today, besides we saw the chiyav of pidyon, the chiyav of refuah, the chiyav of ksubas binin dikrin. Okay.